are back on the local beat with O'Brien. It's brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Somebody we trust each and every Wednesday morning to bring us the local news. It is Dave O'Brien on the hotline from the Chronicle-Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today, good sir?
Great today, Rocco. Thanks so much.
Fantastic, Dave. Thank you as always for joining us. And let's take a look at something that happened this past weekend up in Lorain. You know, back to school can be a disappointing time for kids, you know. I remember going back to school. It's the end of summer. Like, oh, I'm going to have to go sit in a classroom again. But the folks up at Lorain, I tell you what, they're making back to school a little more exciting with the third annual Tighten Up Back to School Bash. What was this all about, Dave?
Yeah, this is a really cool program, and it basically was like, hey, bring the kids out. We'll go to Black River Landing. We'll set up tables with games and with information, and you know, community organizations can provide information to parents. You know, have a dunking booth with one of your principals in it. You know, and you can throw a ball and try to dunk the dunk the principals and volunteers. Superintendent Jeff Graham got up there. Jessica Dugan, Washington Elementary School principal, that kind of thing. And yeah, it kind of gets the kids to interact a little bit before school starts with some of their teachers, with the administrators, some other kids. So it's really a really kind of a nice little event. There's four of these scattered throughout the year, but it is the third annual sort of set of these Tighten Up events. Haircuts, there were back to school haircuts that were being given out there, just kind of a way to get the kids a little bit back into the school mood, but with some fun involved. Dance performances. Lorain High School dance instructor Emilio Noriega was out there dancing for the crowds, and Lorain School is also kind of celebrating the fact that they're not going to be under state control for the first time in a decade.
That's right.
So that's a great way to celebrate. And like the administrator said, just kind of getting out there to connect with people, connect with students and parents a little bit ahead of the new school year.
Very cool event. Again, this happened at Black River Landing over this past weekend, the third annual Tighten Up Back to School Bash. And as Dave said, there's a couple of other of these Tighten Up events throughout the school year, but this Back to School Bash version seems to be the most popular. Owen McMillan had more on this. I believe this was in Monday's Chronicle Telegram. If you want to read up more about that, pick up a copy, find it at chronicletea.com. The second story, Dave, a little more serious. This comes from your colleague Kevin Martin in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. Obviously, everybody worried about the issue one election that took place last night, as we now know the results of. But taking a look at another vote that went down earlier this week with Elyria City Council talking about a diversity committee. What happened here, Dave?
Yeah, council voted 8-1 to create a diversity, equity, and inclusion committee. That's going to look at city practices and how Elyria competes with other cities, in the surrounding area when it comes to hiring employees, bringing in employees, having a more diverse, equal, and inclusive city government, city employment culture. It was 8-1. This is something that was the vote, or the final vote. Elyria's Human Resources Director Jean Yusefi had talked about this first in late July, and had said, these are policies and procedures that will just make Elyria kind of more inclusive, educate employees, create a place where all employees can give input, without regard to to race or gender or anything like that, so that they don't feel sort of pigeonholed or sort of pushed into a corner, and just making things have a sort of a wider diversity of and greater inclusiveness, when it comes to employment culture. The lone no vote was Councilman Maurice Corbin from the third ward, Elyria's third ward, the Republican. He questioned whether systemic racism even exists, and he said diversity, equity, and inclusion is a concept that appeals to emotion rather than reason. Now, I think there's a long history of the United States where racism has, I don't think I'm speaking out of turn, has been shown to be the actual emotional, nonsensical, irrational version of things. Mm-hmm. As one of my favorite movies, as they say in one of my favorite movies, Batman Begins, you always fear what you don't understand, right?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, hey, Mr. Corbin is wholly entitled to his opinion, as is everybody else, and it's informed by his experiences. But Phil Tillett, Councilman Phil Tillett, who's a Democrat at large, said he supported the committee, that he was concerned about Florida Governor Ron DeSantis approving a new educational curriculum that teaches that slaves during the slavery years of the United States learned positive life skills. And quoting Phil Tillett, it's embarrassing, and so I will support diversity, equity, and inclusion in this council. The embarrassment referring to DeSantis' move to install an educational curriculum that seems to be at odds with the entirety of, United States history on that in that regard. This is one of those, this may seem to be kind of a small battle in the culture wars, but Elyria moving forward with its plan to have a diversity, equity, and inclusion committee, on city council and to just make things a little bit more attractive to invite people out here to work and maybe even end up living in or investing in the city.
Very good. Great breakdown from you there, Dave. And again, Kevin Martin had more on this in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. You can pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today or find more about that story in particular over at ChronicleT.com. As again, Dave O'Brien is our guest this morning on the Local Beat. It is brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you, Kevin, Owen, Carissa, all the colleagues over there at the CT working on this week as far as upcoming stories may go?
Well, a breakdown, obviously, of the results of issue one, and then, again, also a breakdown on Lorain County Commissioners talking about the county strategic plan, spending some money on a consulting firm to help figure that one out. Some work that Owen's doing and will continue to be doing this week is on a preview and some reporting on the Corn Festival coming up in North Ridgeville. That's a pretty big deal for the folks in North Ridgeville. And Kevin will also have some follow-ups from the other events and items and issues that came up at Elyria City Council back on Monday.
Very good, and I'm glad you mentioned that North Ridgeville Corn Festival, Dave, as I'll plug our own activities here on WEOL. This Saturday, noon to 3, our own Craig Adams will be out there at the North Ridgeville Corn Festival with some live updates, broadcasting live again from the North Ridgeville Corn Festival. That'll be on WEOL this Saturday from noon to 3. And again, as Dave said, you can pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today to catch up with the latest or find more with the digital e-edition over at ChronicleT.com. All right, Dave, that brings us to the end here. One of my favorite times of the week. What do you got for this week's scanner story?
And we're going again to our friends Northeast Ohio Scanner over on the X platform, formerly known as Twitter, where we are called again, once again, as we have been in the past, to call for a fire response. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. This one just gets me. Response for the fire department in Parma Heights, where an intoxicated man set his yard on fire with a gas can, and at the time it was reported to the dispatcher, had a garden hose in his hands trying to put it out.
I mean, A for effort, right? With trying to at least put it out after lighting the lawn on fire. I don't know what he did, miss the car and then just set a match to that thing. Would he get told to cut the grass one too many times? So he just said, forget it. I'm just going to burn this thing down. That is, oh man. Yeah, don't be doing that. Also, please call the fire department instead of trying to put it out yourself with the hose. I guess that would be my friendly advice for the day. So, Dave, entertaining scanner story as always, my friend. And again, for the latest from Dave and all of his colleagues over there at the Chronicle, pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today or find the digital e-edition over at ChronicleT.com. Dave, thank you for the time as always, my friend. I do appreciate it and have a great rest of the week. And we will catch up some more next Wednesday.
That's great, Rocco, and hope to talk to you then.